Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
But let me remind you guys that today is a FanDuel Friday on the show. It is presented by FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Taking a look at the app, we've told you guys that the Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite heading into this matchup against the Indianapolis Colts. I think this is the most important question of the week. We ask a lot of questions on this show. I try to challenge you guys. I want you guys to think. If the Chiefs couldn't stop James Cook, what's their plan in stopping Jonathan Taylor? Because James Cook has probably been a top five running back in the National Football League. He has been very, very good. I think he is going to go to the Pro Bowl this year. I think he has a chance at being a second team all-pro running back. He has been very good this season. He ain't been Jonathan Taylor because nobody has been Jonathan Taylor so far this season. Jonathan Taylor so far this season on less than 200 carries, already has 1,100 yards rushing. Think about that. He's not at 200 carries yet. He's not going to get there until probably the second, maybe third quarter of this Chiefs game. He has 189 carries. He has 1,100 yards rushing. He is averaging exactly 6 yards a carry. He has 17 total touchdowns. So I'm just asking the question. If the Chiefs couldn't stop James Cook, and we know they couldn't stop James Cook, what is their plan on stopping Jonathan Taylor in this matchup? If you were looking at the FanDuel numbers, Jonathan Taylor's over-under is at 90.5. And we have seen teams, when they go up against Kansas City, sometimes they forget who they are. Maybe they do something early on, the Chiefs get a big lead, and then they go away from it. Indianapolis is not going away from running from Jonathan Taylor. So this is going to take a very special effort from their defensive line, and you got to be locked in. I'm not saying the Chiefs lose if Jonathan Taylor hits his over just because he's having one of the best seasons of any player this year in the National Football League. The thing is going to be, can they manage the long back-breaking runs? I mean, that's how we beat the Atlanta Falcons a couple of weeks ago. He had three long back-breaking runs that every time you looked up, he's just 50 yards down the field. I mean, if you're looking at it, so the over-under on rush yards for Jonathan Taylor, I just told you, was 90.5. His receiving yards is 20.5. I mean, the expectation for Jonathan Taylor is to have 110 yards from scrimmage. He's not part of their offense. He is the offense. Rob, if they couldn't stop James Cook, what's their plan on stopping Jonathan Taylor?
I wish I had an answer for you, because I remember we were doing the show leading into the Bills game, and we were saying, text line was saying, everyone was saying, you know, the Bills receiving group, the Bills pass catchers are not great. If you can slow down James Cook, Josh Allen hasn't been the MVP. You can only slow down the Bills. We saw the Bills game. The Bills ran the ball effectively, and it opened up the entire offense. I feel like we're saying a lot of the same things about this game. You know, Daniel Jones is still Daniel Jones. You know, he's not the most dynamic quarterback in the league. He's somewhat limited. He's a product of his parts around him. If you can slow down Jonathan Taylor, you can kind of make them one-dimensional. I think you can beat them. Last time we said all those things, it didn't play out that way. The Bills established the run in about 7 minutes of real time, and I was like, uh-oh, they're going to run the ball effectively. So the Chiefs better have a game plan for Jonathan Taylor, and it better not be first drive, we're going to slow him down, and they're going to run away from him. It better be 60 minutes of slowing down Jonathan Taylor, because if they don't slow him down, the Colts offense has been just better than the Chiefs offense this year, and that's a problem for Kansas City.
Yeah, and a lot of the arguments on the text line, which makes sense, well, they don't have Josh Allen to worry about, so we can just put more resources there. Okay, that's fair. I mean, Daniel Jones this season, I feel like Daniel Jones is maybe playing a little bit better than he's given credit for so far this year. Daniel Jones has a 100 quarterback rating and is completing 70% of his passes. Now, there has been a team that has stopped Jonathan Taylor so far. It was Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh forced turnovers against Indianapolis and slowed down Jonathan Taylor. That has been the formula on how to beat this team. Now, you got to go out there. You got to execute it. But this is a Colts team that has weapons. Tyler Warren is playing at a high level. Alec Pierce is playing well. This is a Colts team that has some weapons that is more than capable of coming in and pulling off the upset. And I use that very loosely given the point spread.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.